cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be a backseat of a 1994 Mazda Miata with a guy named Ralph who's just killing it at being middle-aged. Another would be the pages of Craigslist.org. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first misconnection is titled, I Know Exactly Where I Want to Stow My Carry-On. Whoa. Man for Woman, 33, baggage claim. We were both standing by the carousel waiting for our bags. You were the busty brunette who was still wearing her neck pillow. Oh. I was the red-bearded guy wearing Crocs that was standing next to you.
They actually sound like a match made in heaven right now. I mean, it sounds like they could be an old married couple.
I overheard you complaining that the airplane chicken gave you indigestion, and I openly shared that exact same meal and told you that it gave me gas. Mm-hmm. You smiled and said, you win. I was feeling pretty bold, so I said, hey, if your bag is really big, I can grab it for you.
Oh, nice.
You replied, why? Are you used to grabbing big bags by yourself?
I think that it's supposed to be sexual, but I don't really get it.
It goes on to say, then I said, no, huge ones, and held up my hands for you to see how big they are.
Oh, my God.
It says, in reality, I had no idea what we were even talking about, but it was fun.
Dude, how amazing would it be if you're the person who happens to be standing next to these two people? Mm-hmm.
I asked you where you were traveling from, and you mentioned that you were flying your grandfather across country.
Wow.
And said he was with you in the urn.
Oh.
Oh.
And then in parentheses says, I think family is important too.
Yeah.
When your bag finally came around, I tried to peek at your luggage tag to get your information, but you playfully slapped my hand away.
Oh, you naughty that. Boy. Get away
You're
from my
silly.
Bag.
I would have stuck around for your second bag, but I saw the drug-sniffing dogs coming, so I had to get out of there.
Oh.
I hope you see this, and maybe we'll meet again.
That's my cue. I'm out.
All right. Well, there's the security and the dogs and stuff, so I got to get going, but it's a fun conversation.
I was wondering why he didn't just ask, but now it makes sense.
This next misconnection is titled, You Put the Yum in Aquarium.
Oh, aren't you clever? I never even realized it had that in there.
Woman for Man, 38, pet store. I was coming up to the counter to ask a normal question about gluten-free fish food when you walked out of the back room.
That is not categorized as a normal question.
Before I knew it, you, Mr. Perfectly Groomed Man Bun with dark corduroys, was walking me down the fish food aisle.
Oh, he works there.
My mind wandered, and I think you asked me a question. So you waited, and that's when an awkward silence came over us, and I got so nervous, I blurted out a fish joke.
Oh, please tell me they shared the fish joke.
Oh, yeah.
I said, why did the vegan go deep sea fishing?
Oh, yay.
And the answer was, just for the halibut.
Oh, my God.
From the look you gave me, I could tell you were laughing on the inside.
No.
Sure,
no,
he was.
Probably not.
But
or at you. It's fine.
Needed to stay professional on the outside because you were on the clock. I continued to flirt with you and ask if you were married with two little fishes at home. And you said, no, not married, just fish. I replied, well, if you're still fishing, maybe you could hook me up with the right bait.
Okay.
Her puns don't stop, man.
She's on it.
That's when you told me that you had to go back to the storage area because a turtle escaped from its cage earlier and you still hadn't found it. That's a good excuse if you were going to pet store. Hey, sorry, we got a escaped turtle back there.
I gotta
get out of this.
How do you lose one of those things? They're so slow.
I know.
I was sad because I didn't even have time to show you my sexy fish face behind the aquarium glass.
Ooh.
That would have made you laugh for sure.
Probably not. Still.
This next misconnection is titled, If I Had You, I Wouldn't Need a Pacemaker. Man for Woman, 79, assisted living facility.
79.
I walked into the cafeteria the other night and saw you sitting at a table wearing a purple turtleneck and white ankle pants.
Oh.
It was okay. Salisbury steak night.
I will say, risky choice for white pants on a Salisbury steak night.
So being the gallant gentleman that I am, I pulled out my Swiss Army knife and offered to cut your meat for you.
Oh,
that's actually kind of cute.
Yeah.
You politely declined, but I knew you were just playing hard to get.
I'll gum it. Don't worry.
After a few minutes of silence, I casually suggested you try the cooked artichoke to help sort out your colon.
Yep.
Trust me, the roughage.
Did
it'll help
just randomly
get your colon in order.
Stuff?
I think so when you get in your 70s. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Last year, the doctors told me to eat more artichokes. Take it from me. My stool has never been firmer.
Oh, my God.
He continues with such vivid detail.
We laughed and connected for the next few minutes, and I knew something inside of me was happening. Once dessert arrived, I decided to play a little game of cat and mouse with you.
Oh.
So when you turned your head, I hid your cane under the table. Oh, the fun games that seniors play.
Yeah. That's not cute.
Is anyone else getting really scared about growing old?
Then when you tried to get up, you began to sway, and that's when I reached out and caught you. Oh. I held you in my arms for a good 15 seconds until the orderlies could take over. And to be honest, those were the best 15 seconds of my life.
Aww.
Now, it's been 8 days since I've seen you, and you didn't even show up for Jell-O.
Jell-O should be your jam,
Jell-O
too,
night.
If you're taking your teeth out all the time.
If you miss Jell-O night at the assisted living facility, something's wrong. It says, where are you, my darling? Did our instant love spook you? Please reply from Oscar.
Oh
man, Oscar.
I highly doubt that she's going to see that misconnection.
You don't think she's logging on to Chris's misconnections? But you are impressed that he found it to post it.
Very impressed. But I don't think he's going to be able to have her see it.
Yeah.